Nevada, the 1991 Miss Universe pageant. Starring 73 of the most beautiful women in the world.
Good evening. My name is Mona Groot, Miss Universe 1990. Tonight, we're in the most glittering city in the world, Las Vegas. And down there at the Aladdin Theater, 73 of the world's most beautiful women are about to make an entrance to compete for my crown. Who will the new Miss Universe be, and how will we choose her? You'll see it all live the next 2 hours, so let's begin.
The 1991 Miss Universe pageant. With your host, Dick Clark. Co-host, Lisa Gibbons. Special commentator, Miss Universe 1989, Angela Visser. Now, here are the 73 contestants for the title of Miss Universe 1991. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Dick Clark.
Thank you very much. Oh, you know, Las Vegas is known for putting on great shows, fabulous costumes. Ladies, you have done them all. You look great. Just fabulous. Congratulations. Now, this evening, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Miss Universe pageant, and over those four decades, young women from 26 different nations have worn the crown. They've been winners of many races and creeds, they've spoken many languages, and they've come from great and powerful countries as well as tiny little island nations. Now, these extraordinary young women come to the Miss Universe pageant for the fun and the challenge of competing, but also for the joy of making friendships that transcend national boundaries. And it's that feeling of one world that we celebrate tonight. And to help me host the party from Entertainment Tonight, please welcome Miss Lisa Gibbons.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi, girls.
Boy, you look great. Welcome to the party.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is Vegas, you know. It is a party. What a great audience. We have enough people out here. I mean, we could start our own country.
Do you realize there are over 7,000 people in this huge Aladdin Theater? We welcome you all. Good group, good group. And I guess where you're going to be situated up there somewhere in the middle in your anchor booth?
Precisely, Dick. I'll be in the anchor booth with Angela Visser, Miss Universe from 1989. We will keep the television audience posted on the scores, and quite frankly, you know, we're going to dish a little bit.
And all the inside stuff the television audience wants to know now.
Well, that's right, because, see, we know things that you don't know.
You're not going to share just a little bit, tell us something?
You'd have to go home and watch television to find out what we know.
I have a funny feeling I'm going to be a little busy tonight.
Are you committed this evening?
Give me just a little taste of something.
Okay, I won't give away any of the real juicy stuff. You have to wait. But I will tell you, we're quite excited because for the first time in the history of this pageant, we have contestants here tonight from Bulgaria and Romania.
Yes, indeed. Welcome aboard, ladies.
Welcome.
We not only welcome them, we welcome 600 million people watching us by satellite in 60 different countries all around the world.
Wow, I figure if we're going to introduce 73 ladies to 600 million people, I think we better get on with it.
Well, the first order of business, Lisa, is the Parade of Nations, and it gets kind of busy out here. Do you want
There be a safer place for me to be?
I think so.
Okay, I wish all of you the best of luck tonight, and I'll see you all from the anchor booth.
See you later. Lisa Gibbons, ladies and gentlemen. There she goes. All right. Now, it is time to meet the candidates for the title of Miss Universe 1991 in the traditional Parade of Nations. Now, in the past week, our panel of judges has scored the contestants in three preliminary events. The swimsuit competition, in which the girls modeled identical suits. The evening gown competition, with the ladies wearing gowns of their own choosing. And the interview competition, where each judge spoke one-on-one with every candidate. Now, the scores from these three preliminary competitions carry equal weight in determining our 10 semifinalists. Now, as the young ladies introduce themselves, you'll see their scores in all three competitions, along with a visual reminder of how they looked in the preliminaries, wearing their evening gowns and modeling their swimwear by Catalina. Now, during the Parade of Nations, see if you can spot the lucky lady who will be chosen as the new Miss Universe, and take a look at all of the spectacular costumes and see if you can guess who'll win the Best National Costume Award.